606, and welcome back. The show is Your Live. I'm David Carnes. Between 6 and 7 o'clock, we focus on issues surrounding faith, family, community, and education as well, and focusing on education big time tonight. Thank you so much to Clay Hales and the folks at InfoSystems Technology for sponsoring this hour of Your Live. And what's great about InfoSystems Technology, not only do they provide your business or nonprofit or educational facility, whatever it may be, with high-quality IT services, also setting up phone systems, whatever your needs are IT-wise they can handle, but also they give back to the community and they donate every hour, 1 hour a week, this hour on Wednesday evenings to local nonprofits and local organizations that are doing good in the community in and around Chattanooga. And what we're focusing on now is a program out of the Public Education Foundation called Teach Here. And a quick overview before I introduce our guest, Teach Here is a new program. It gets smart, motivated new teachers into Knoxville and Chattanooga classrooms where they're needed the most, through teacher residencies, school districts, and their parents, recruit, prepare, and support highly effective teachers in high needs areas. And this year, looking for teacher residency candidates in specifically science and math. And I don't know if you guys, well, let me go ahead and introduce my guests, and we'll get into ACT scores maybe a little bit later, because I think you're hitting where it hurts a little bit with this. This is good stuff. Ethan Evans, he is a graduate of the Teach Here program. Ethan, welcome.
Thank you.
And also Mark Neal, he is the induction coordinator with Teach Here, and that is a big fancy title for?
I help the graduates of our program as they begin to work in both Hamilton and Knox counties.
I love it. And I gave the overview, but let's get into the Teach Here program specifically. We're getting teachers to come here and stay here in Chattanooga, and Knoxville also, but we'll focus on Chattanooga. So talk about what you see as the need, first of all.
Well, our intent, first off, let me tell you, thanks for having us on.
Oh, sure.
It's a real treat. And our intent is to recruit math and science teachers to work in schools that may have issues with retaining teachers, may have some challenging situations, some needs, and we want to place those teachers there in order to help the district. And our application window is now open, so we're looking for any college graduates interested in math and science.
So take me through the Teach Here program. What, when somebody graduates from UTC or what have you, they've got that, I guess, secondary education degree, or what degree, is there one specific that somebody needs to have to enter the Teach Here program?
There is not a specific degree. We do give a preference to those with a strong math and science background. The candidates that have been through our program to this point did not have formal education training. They just had that math and science background, and then we provide the on-the-job training.
And that's something that I've always encouraged folks to do, is especially if you're going into education, it seems like a good idea to go get that focus on and major in maybe what you're going to be teaching, and then get that secondary, that minor even in secondary education. So it sounds to me kind of that's what Teach Here is providing.
Absolutely. I did not mention this model is called teacher residency. So if folks would just think of it as the medical residency model, that the doctor trains side by side with a master in the area.
Okay, so somebody graduates, and day one after graduation, they're going to go and they're going to call Teach Here, and take me through what they would experience and what they would need to do.
The best start for them would be to visit the website, teachhere.org, and there will be a button for apply now, and just follow those instructions. We'll also have a phone contact on there if you'd like to speak to someone personally. After that, they will have some coursework that would begin if they were accepted in the summer, and then a full year of teaching side-by-side with that master teacher.
Now, you say you focus on science and math. Why specifically those two?
Nationally, these have been recognized as areas of need.
And I know just in Hamilton County, it recently came out, I mentioned ACT scores a moment ago, our ACT scores specifically in those areas are I think they went up a little bit, but they're still way below where they should be. Was that factored into when we were figuring, okay, teach here, we want to focus on what aspects? It looks like we're a little bit weak in science and math. Let's go there.
I don't want to necessarily say we're responding to a weakness. I just think that this is maybe best said that it's an area of growth for our community,
absolutely,
for our state, also for the nation.
Well, especially in our community, especially with all of the more technologically minded jobs that are coming in with Volkswagen, with Vocker. They need folks that are strong in science, strong in math, and I'll say it, I'll take the heat for it, but that is a weakness that a lot of kids, not just here, but everywhere, are not coming out of schools properly prepared for science and math, and we need those teachers. One big thing about Teach Here is you're encouraging kids to stay in Chattanooga, not go outside, and just basically stay here and keep their expertise here, but not only stay here, we're trying to recruit people into the Teach Here program in Chattanooga. How are we trying to get folks to get here? What's the carrot that we're using to get them here?
I think all they need to do is come to the city itself and spend an afternoon in Chattanooga, and the city will sell for us.
Did you see the video of the little kid that didn't want to go to Disneyland or Disney World? She wanted to go to Chattanooga. It was phenomenal. Did you guys see that? It was amazing. This little kid and her parents were, okay, we told you we're going to Chattanooga, but we're not going to Chattanooga. We're going to Disney World. Kid starts crying and starts yelling, I wanted to go to Chattanooga. I love it. It was awesome. And if you can pull that up later, you can't. Okay, no big deal. But I think you're right. If all somebody needs to do is just come here and see the city, and that's a lot of people are doing that and building their lives here. So with Teach Here specifically, I'm assuming easier for somebody to get a job. And I'm saving Ethan, by the way. Ethan just went through this program, so we're going to talk to him in just a minute. But Mark, is our people finding out, have we had the first round of graduates yet? How long has this been going on?
Our first round of graduates are working in the schools. They have completed their first 9 weeks, and as it's my job, I can say they're doing very well. I'm very proud of them.
Good deal. We're talking with Mark Neal. He's the induction coordinator with Teach Here, a great program through the Public Education Foundation that's designed to bring science, math teachers into Chattanooga and keep the ones that are graduating in Chattanooga, keep them here. It's a great city. Why not? 6:14, we're going to introduce you to one of the recent graduates, Ethan Evans. He is molding the minds of the young, and we'll talk to him in just a moment. 6:14, the show You're Live, brought to you by InfoSystems Technology. It's News Talk 95.3 WPLZ. 619, the show, You're Live. Thank you to InfoSystems Technology for sponsoring this hour of You're Live. We're talking about a great program through the Public Education Foundation. I'm going to learn how to say that one day. The PEF, for crying out loud, Public Education Foundation. It's called Teach Here, which is a great program designed to not only bring qualified science and math teachers into the city of Chattanooga, but also the ones that are going to school here, going to college here, graduating, and looking for those teaching jobs. It's designed to keep them here as well. Let me introduce you to one of the recent graduates, Ethan Evans. How are you, Ethan?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well, my friend. And let's just talk a little bit about your history. Where did you go to school? How long have you lived in Chattanooga?
I've lived on Signal Mountain for about 20 years now, and went to high school down in Red Bank.
Well, that's like your whole life, right?
More or less, yes.
Would you move up there when you were like one?
Three.
Okay.
Three.
So good memories before then, right? Well, so you've lived up on Signal, went to Red Bank High School, graduated Red Bank, and went to school locally?
Yes, at UTC, and majored in environmental science.
Environmental science. Good for you. And did you know when you were majoring in environmental science that you wanted to be a teacher?
No, not at all.
What was your plan when you said, you know, environmental science, that's for me? Tell me about what your plan was when you went into college.
I think anybody who majors in environmental science doesn't really know what the plan is. You just kind of are drawn to it.
I'm going to be an environmental scientist.
Just jump in it.
That's what I'll do. What is it about environmental science that you liked?
I was every undergrad's required to take an environmental science course now, which is awesome. Everybody should be. But as soon as I had a really great teacher, one of the best ones I ever had, and just the way that he explained what's going on with the Earth and how we interact with it and how we're kind of messing it all up just really sparked with me. I mean, to be honest, in high school, I didn't really like science. And then when I got to college, it just kind of, that switch turned on.
See, now I feel, Tara has gotten on to me about recycling, and I feel bad.
You don't even have to sort it anymore.
Well, they don't have people that come to my house, I don't think. I live in Lakeside. I don't think...
I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, look it up for me.
Thank you.
If they had the blue boxes, that's all I ask.
We don't have a blue box. We just have two humongous trash cans, and we fill them up.
Okay. I'll look
into
it.
Amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
Talking with Ethan Evans, recent graduate of Teach Here, and so you graduate, and at what point did you say, you know what, I like this teaching thing. My professors have influenced me. I'd like to have the same impact. How did it all work out with you?
It was about a semester after I graduated from college, and I was just looking for jobs on the internet, and I had this little thing that popped up on, I can't remember what website it was now, LinkedIn, and I just thought, teacher, what? Kind of talked about how I'd like to do that, so I just filled it out, didn't think I'd hear back, and then about 1 year later, I'm in the classroom teaching.
So you're teaching right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the whole Teach Here experience, tell me how that fits in and how you heard about it and how you got through it, and just tell me about it.
Well, after I filled out the application online, they had a, I don't know exactly what the official term was, basically it's tryouts. You just come to a local school and everybody teaches a little 8-minute lesson. You go through hours of interviews and different scenarios, and they just kind of pick out of a couple hundred people who fits best with what the program's looking for.
And so, Mark, let's bring you back in, because that's interesting. So it's not, come on, everybody, come on and do this whole Teach Here thing. We're very selective about the folks, right?
Absolutely. We want to stress high quality in the teachers that we produce. So we are selective, and Ethan speaking about that 8-minute interview as an experienced teacher, I remember feeling for those folks. It's quite the test.
Okay, so the 8-minute interview, Ethan, tell me about it. Were you nervous?
Oh, absolutely. But the thing about that interview was it was the last week of school last year, and some of the kids were out on a field trip, and others were still there. So the kids that we were with that day were the ones who didn't get to go on a field trip on the very last day of school, supposed to teach them 8-minute lessons.
Yeah, and so they were just all into what you had to say, right?
Yeah, it was definitely trial by fire.
Do you remember
sure.
what the lesson was, what you were trying to teach them?
Oh, absolutely. it was about how much waste that humans produce and how you can actually turn it into art.
Okay, now that I would stay awake for. That I absolutely would. It's disgusting, but I'm very intrigued. 624, our guest is Ethan Evans, recent graduate of Teach Here. Mark Neal, induction coordinator of Teach Here. Teach Here, a great organization, bringing in and keeping teachers here in the Chattanooga area. By the way, the website is teachhere.org. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more. Thank you so much to InfoSystems Technology for sponsoring this hour. It's your live news talk, 95.3 WPLZ. Six twenty-nine on your live. Mindy likes this song. That's okay. Bring in Mindy Brooks with InfoSystems Technology. Hey, Mindy, first of all, thank you so much to InfoSystems for sponsoring. This is an important hour and an incredibly important topic. I am such a fan of and root so big time for our local public schools. I have one child that's homeschooled, one that's in public schools, and I'm all about education and doing the best that we can in all areas, and that we need great, strong science and math teachers and get our kids' numbers up and get our kids' education up in that area, I think is important. It's what Teach Here is all about, and so God bless you guys for bringing them on today. I know InfoSystems, you're so focused on giving back to the community. Tell me about some of the things that are going on at InfoSystems right now.
Well, we are offering at the end of the month, October 28th, it's Friday, a free training session, basically, informational session. It's our last of three back-to-school series. We had one in August and one in September, and then this month it is focused on unified communications, Microsoft Link, and the benefits of SIP and voice over IP over traditional telephony. And it's, you know, it's a free informational seminar, basically. There'll be some discussion back and forth, some interaction, and it's free lunch.
Who would this primarily be designed for?
Basically for businesses that want to learn what's on the cutting edge of communication technology, voice technology. You know, we're known, I guess, somewhat, InfoSystems is known for our technology solutions in the area of IT infrastructure, network, mm-hmm. servers, stuff like that. But we are also heavily involved in the communication service area, including unified communication.
And have an incredible reputation in town for all the IT work that you do. So let's throw out the website where people can go get more information on the seminar coming up. And by the way, that was a very smooth use of the word telephony. I don't think I've ever heard that word actually used before in conversation. That was good.
I never used it before I started working in the systems. I have to say that.
I love it.
But yeah, telephony is a common term actually amongst the communication community. But yeah, you can just go to infosystems.biz. If you go to the events page, infosystems.biz/events, you can register for that. Again, it's Friday, October 28th from 11:30 to 1. It's a lunch and learn back to school series. And we're really pleased to have Teach Here on and support local education and bringing teachers in and keeping them here.
Especially STEM technology. That's what it's all about. Mindy, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you, Clay Hales with InfoSystems. Let's reintroduce our guest. Ethan Evans is a recent graduate. We've been talking with Ethan about his experience going through Teach Here. And let's delve into it just a little bit more. A little bit more, Ethan. You were talking about you had to do an eight minute, very brief lesson in front of students who probably were otherwise preoccupied with end of the school year and whatever, end of the day, and just wanting to get out of there. But you not only had the kids there, you also had, what, like college professors and Mark Neal looking at you and all kinds of other intimidating things. So is that pretty much the environment that you had to go through when you were a teacher?
Oh, yeah. There was a panel of all kinds of people we didn't recognize yet. People from the county, people from UT Knoxville, people from every high school in the county, just coming and watching everything that you do in that eight-minute chunk of time.
And back up just a little bit, did you go straight from college into the Teach Here program?
There's about one semester that I spent looking for adult jobs. That's what I call them, because I worked three jobs at one point during my undergrad, and those were my student jobs.
Now, so you go through the eight-minute teaching, I guess, tryout, audition, if you will. And after that, I assume you heard back from them, positive news. Hey, guess what? You've been accepted into the program. So tell me about the program, what you did in it, and how it was for you.
Well, for about the first 3 weeks, we went up to Knoxville and did some basic coursework on pedagogy and just very basic teaching practices.
And back up real quick, and we had telephony, now we have pedagogy.
Yeah.
Before this hour is over, I'm going to use both of those words in one sentence. But okay, pedagogy, what is that?
It's basically the study of how to teach.
Okay.
It's more of, I think of it as kind of the craft of teaching and studying that.
Okay, so you've got 3 weeks on that, and tell me about it.
Very intense, 8 to 9 hour days every day up in Knoxville, away from your family for 3 weeks. Lots of heavy conversations that took place right from the get-go. Met some very amazing professors that I wouldn't otherwise have had the opportunity to have. Some that I still actually keep up with and plan to go to a hockey game with soon. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, Nashville. Predators.
The Predators, absolutely. They used to be the Nashville Knights. Up in, it was like a minor league team or something. I don't think they even exist anymore.
Mm-mm.
Most fun thing I've ever done, a live hockey game, but I digress. Anyway, a lot of people, Ethan, think that, well, if I'll do this, if I'll try to do this, maybe I'll do this. Forget all that. I'll just be a teacher. And, you know, that's what a lot of people think. And, you know, I'm in television. A lot of people think, oh, you just sit up there and you read words. It's kind of the same thing with teaching. People look at that and say, I'll just be a teacher. It's a skill. I mean, I've been in classrooms and seen good teachers enough to know it is an absolute skill. Talk about the difference between just standing up there and talking to kids and teaching children.
Well, if you think that teaching is standing up and talking to kids, then you are going to find out very quickly that you are dead wrong. I think, like you said, good teachers, it's good teaching is a skill. Great teaching is an art form. Mm. And if you watch the best teachers in this county that I've had the opportunity to see, it definitely is. You can tell that they've practiced their craft for many, many years. And we're fortunate to come through the Teach Here program because we get that distilled wisdom from 40-some-odd experts in their field. And they kind of give us the shortcuts on how to become a great teacher so that we don't have to spend as many years fumbling through like you might through a traditional program.
And Mark Neal, the induction coordinator for Teach Here, is that basically the idea to take everything that's been learned and just kind of boil it down to, okay, here's what you need to know. This is what you need to do to hit the ground running in your career.
Absolutely. We want theory, which Ethan was talking about learning in those first few weeks, the pedagogy, if you will. We want that to be blended with practice. So as you're hearing about the theory of what works, you try it with the safety net of the mentor teacher behind you. I love the way Ethan said also you have this distilled wisdom of many master teachers within our organization to help you find the right way to do it in the classroom.
And Ethan, we're talking, 3 weeks of that? So after that 3 weeks is over, what happens?
Those courses continue throughout the year, but once or twice a week, generally after you're done with your normal workday, which is the same 8 to 10 hours in a school.
Now, that 8 to 10 hours, you're teaching or you're apprenticing or internship, but you're not an actual teacher yet at this point.
We call that the gradual release model. So you move from a very minimal role of teaching, helping out with small functions in the classroom, to the spring, we have a non-week lead teaching assignment. So you move along a spectrum of doing a little bit of teaching all the way to doing all of it.
And I assume this is a continuation of kind of like a continuation of your education, master's level training, it sounds like, just about, if not doctorate. Does this cost something? Or how does it work with?
Yeah,
I can see how he would be the one making money doing this, but I'm assuming it's probably not the case.
Let me give you the quick list of benefits. Ethan's already discussed, you do end up with a master's degree in education.
Oh, okay.
After the year of on-the-job training and coursework. All of our residents are receiving some form of stipend to help them with their living costs as they're going through that residency year. Right now, that was about $22,000. Again, the master's degree at a low cost, health insurance during the experience, and then, of course, the all-important on-the-job training with a master teacher.
You get health insurance?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my star. Now, is it done through a local school? Or I know it's a part of Teach Here is part of Public Education Foundation, but where does the master's come from officially?
We have partnerships with several universities. Ethan's was from the University of Tennessee, Knoxville.
Okay, and Ethan, that you walk away from this with a master's, I think, is phenomenal, because I mean that's something that everybody wants to do, but they also, man, I got to get to work, I got to start making money. So this is a perfect way to blend those two things, especially, geez, if you're getting health insurance. My goodness, did you have to work while you were going through the program also?
Just with the requirements from the program to work on site at the school with my mentor teacher.
So this is pretty intense. So this is like your life focus is you're learning the craft of teaching.
Absolutely.
Now, what levels is it for? Is it for elementary? You're teaching seventh grade.
Yes.
But does it go all the way up through high school?
Right now, we stretch from upper elementary, fourth, fifth grade, all the way through high school.
And talk about this need for STEM technology. We were talking about science and math, but technology, engineering specifically. STEM technology is so huge and such a focus in Chattanooga right now.
I'd love to just keep that answer local, which you already kind of did. We have huge companies like Volkswagen, Wacker, that have located here, and they're creating the demand, and they're communicating with their community about that need for quality. So we really have that end product here in Chattanooga that we can see and aspire to.
How did the Teach Here program come about?
I believe its genesis has kind of been the race to the top process, and much of it kind of spawned out of that thinking.
Ethan, before Teach Here, were you thinking, I think I'll go on and get my master's and then start teaching?
Absolutely not.
Really?
I had had so much schooling. It took me about 5 years to get through my undergrad because I was working my way through that by the time that I got done, I was just ready to find, a real job, a grown-up job. And I found this program, and my girlfriend at the time, my fiance now, she said, that sounds just like you. You should go out and try for that. And I said, they'll never take me. I'm not cut out for this. They want somebody who's got education experience. And it turns out I was actually exactly what they were looking for, people who have worked in other capacities in their life and bring in other life experiences other than, secondary education, studying in undergrad. So.
Is that something, Mark, that break it down, I guess, if you can kind of create in your mind the percentages, but how many folks are teachers now that are wanting to go through the program, get their master's, become a little bit better educated about what they're doing as a career, and how many are coming from, this is just, I majored in, what was it, bio, environmental science, whatever, and now I have this passion for kids, I want to explore it a little bit more.
Actually, all of our participants across our program do not have the education training. So all of them would have just had degrees in other areas.
Is there room for current teachers that don't have their master's yet to come into the program? Or are you specifically shopping for others that have prevalence more in the science and math outside of teaching?
The latter. We don't really have a structure for, I guess, currently existing teachers.
Yeah, yeah. And Ethan, you've got your master's. Man, give us the 5-year plan. I mean, are you going to are you trying to keep folks like Ethan involved with Teach Here and just, you know, build the program from within like that? I'll let both of you touch on that.
Let me say one thing. I'll turn it over to Ethan. Yeah. One of the key requirements on the part of a person within our program is that they remain teaching in their Hamilton County or Knox County School District for a minimum of 4 years. So that's a huge.
It's like
level
the GI Bill. That's awesome. That's great. Now you're not planning on going anywhere though, are you, Ethan? I mean, are you pretty much Chattanoogan to forever?
Oh yeah.
Now, is your fiance from Chattanooga?
She is.
Okay, so 4 years. I'm trying to figure out how that works. What, do they just sign a pledge? Yeah, I'll teach here for 4 years.
Well, we signed contracts that say we're going to stay in the county.
And can you say where you teach right now?
Oh, sure. I'd love to. Orchard Knob Middle School.
Orchard Knob.
Yes.
Very good. And this is your first year teaching there?
Yes, first year there.
Okay, and you teach seventh grade?
Seventh grade science.
Okay, so when I was in college, and I think you and I probably had totally different college experiences. When I was done with college, I had no clue what I wanted to do. But when I was in college, I remember, you know, thinking, okay, yeah, I want to do this. This is what I want to do for a living. And there was zero room for middle school kids. You're teaching seventh grade, which I would argue I've taught seventh grade on a limited basis at church in Sunday school class. 1 hour a week, baby, 1 hour a week. And that's a challenging age. What is it about seventh grade? Is that just where you happen to get the job, or is that your target, that middle school age?
It's a little bit of both. I think after hearing some of my answers to questions in the beginning, that teacher placed me in seventh grade for very good reasons. One would be the curriculum. It fits very well with the life sciences and the biology that I have a background in. That's where you start to introduce it to kids of that age, and it can be kind of complicated if it's not fun and engaging. So the other half of it would be, you know, when I was in middle school, I'm still young enough to remember how awkward of years those were. And, you know, just come on and be there for a few kids whose maturity level is way above the rest, and it can be hard to endure that middle school period if you don't have somebody there to kind of mentor you through it.
It is weird. You have like one kid that's 4 feet and another that's 6'5" and driving himself to school every day. I mean, but it's weird. At the beginning of the year, it's like they all have this little, they still have the kid mentality, and by the end of seventh grade, they have that a noticeably higher level of maturity. So you have to kind of go with them through that whole ride, don't you?
Oh, and it's fun. I love doing it.
It's fun seeing it. And we're going to bring in Tara. Okay, let's take our break first, and we're going to bring Tara in. Tara has a question for you, for crying out loud. I bet it's about little 4-year-old Kai. No, not at all. 6:45. More with Teach Here. Ethan Evans and Mark Neal with Teach Here are our guests. Thank you so much to InfoSystems Technology for sponsoring this wonderful hour of Your Live. It's News Talk 95.3. We're back right after this. It's WPLZ.
ain't got no regrets. I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. I ain't gonna double back, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead, Tara. Punch the microphone up now, and we'll start talking. Oh, Lord.
Whenever you're ready, honey.
6:50. Your show is You're Live. We're having a good time. I've got some great guests in studio. Tara's in a good mood, thankfully. We also, this hour, sponsored by my really good friends out at InfoSystems Technology. I love Clay Hales and all the guys at InfoSystems. Great. They have the highest reputation in terms of taking care of IT needs for companies, nonprofits. They also take care of telephony.
They know the pedagogy.
Telephony?
Telephony.
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 Telephony needs. I knew you were going to say that. Never mind. Okay, 6:51. Teach here. That's the other good thing about InfoSystems is they do allow nonprofits. They sponsor this hour once a week and allow just different organizations that are doing amazing work in the areas of education and just building up the community locally here in town. That's what I love. Our guests are Mark Neal. He's the induction coordinator with Teach Here. And Teach Here is a program that we've been focusing on this hour that basically is designed to provide master's level continued education for college graduates that are looking to get that master's, go into teaching, also bringing folks in from outside areas into the Chattanooga area and keep them here. And Mark Neal's the induction coordinator with Teach Here, but you have a background in teaching as well and a little middle school action too, right?
Sure do.
Wow.
I taught
okay.
Fifth grade for about 6 years and sixth grade for another 3 years.
Now, do you miss it at all?
I do.
Yeah, you have to say more than I do. I'm not letting you get away with that.
A lot of the things that Ethan said are so true. Just being there for the kids and being able to share what they go through is amazing.
Isn't it also amazing how they trust you? I mean, they just, I don't know, they have this level of, and you think they hate you, but they're the first ones that'll like give you a hug or miss you when they leave. I mean, that's what I noticed like in my little limited once a week thing. But Ethan, is that something you notice also?
Yeah, the second week of school when I had kids already coming up to give me hugs threw me off guard a little bit because I was like, I don't even remember your last name yet, but
yeah.
You remember my class well enough to want to come and give me a hug. And I've got kids who every day try and sneak into my room when I don't have them. And then when I take roll, I realize I've got three that aren't supposed to be in there and say, I just want to be here with you all day.
I
don't understand why, but okay.
And Tara, we're going to put you on the microphone. You also have a question for these young men, Ethan Evans and Mark Neal, talking about Teach Here on WPLZ.
I do. I've got a girlfriend of mine that actually just graduated from UTC with math and science, middle school. So,
excellent.
How ironic. But anyways, is this something a lot of people may not be able to just quit everything else they're doing? What kind of hours are involved, and is it a paid kind of internship? Or is it just not? It looks like maybe not from Ethan's.
Ethan hangs his head. Working another job really wouldn't be feasible. However, living costs, we do have a stipend, like I said, around $22,000 for the folks that have been through thus far.
When you're graduating out of college, that's gold.
That's big bucks.
Come on. That's more
okay,
than
okay. So you're saying like the ending outcome after doing the program would be 22, or that is what you're during.
That would be the support during the program.
During the program, okay, very good.
And when you've been working in the game room for 4 years making pizza money, 22,000 plus health care for crying out loud. Yeah, that'll do you just fine. Well, I know that you guys have an event coming up where people can find out more information. Mark, let's talk about that for a little bit.
We do. We have monthly information sessions to answer more detailed questions that folks would have. The next one is Monday, November 14th at Green Life Grocery. Time still to be determined. Go to our website and contact us via email if interested in that, and we'll discuss that with you.
And Ethan, let's come back over to you. I'm so fascinated. You're just starting your career, and you seem to have it together. Do you think you're going to stick with middle school, or one day maybe head on up to high school and see how that challenge goes, or elementary school? I can tell no one elementary school, right?
probably not elementary school. You know, I'll go wherever there's a need. in the community. That's kind of what appealed to me about the program, was to go to a Title I school, urban school, where we need more teachers that are willing to stick it out and make a difference.
Now, that's interesting, because a lot of people will get, quote unquote, stuck with one of the Title I schools for a year, and their goal is to work there for a year and leave as quick as they can and head to one of the more affluent educational facilities. You're saying, no, that's where I'm needed. That's where I need to be. That's phenomenal.
Well, you know, those Title I schools, those are the most interesting places to be. And if you want to see kids make growth in a short amount of time, that's where you're going to see it happen.
Talk a little bit more about that. That's interesting. You are going to see more growth. You probably, you know, you were talking about how kids 2 weeks into it, this is also where kids have the biggest need, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, traditionally, because we get our standardized test scores and they've been, you know, somewhat low nationwide, but in a few schools here in the county too. And it's not just about scores. If you come to find out, these kids, they're amazing people, and they have amazing stories. And when you can get that relationship built with them, you can figure out how to get them motivated, and they very quickly see results from that. And that'll kind of motivate them to keep on trying and actually pay attention in school, and they make that connection that, oh, you know what? How I do in school affects how I'm going to live my life. So that's the kind of the light bulb you look for to turn on.
There was, I think it was an old pastor of mine or somebody, that you've probably heard it before, that a kid doesn't care how much you know until he knows how much you care, I think is how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like that's what you're looking for, Mark, with this program, with Teach Here. You're looking for folks that already have that level of caring. They want to make a difference. They have that, as Mindy just whispered a moment ago, that servant's heart.
Sure. I'm honored to work with Ethan, and what he just said, I can't top that. That kind of dedication, that is absolutely what we're here to support, and to train, and to provide for our community. And he really is living what he just said.
Just like you when you were teaching sixth grade, right, Mark?
That's right.
Sure. Well, Ethan and Mark, I want to get you both to chime in as we hit our last couple of minutes here. Talk about the landscape in Chattanooga. And I'm not saying, you know, yeah, what are the problems in our local schools? I'm saying just the landscape of Chattanooga in general. Are we keeping teachers here? Are teachers leaving as soon as they graduate? What does the landscape look like from a teacher's perspective? Is it right now a desired place for teachers to come? Or is that what we're trying to work on to bring that number up? Obviously, yes, in that area.
I think that Hamilton County absolutely is on the cutting edge in many areas, and pioneering the best of the best right now. So I think and Teach Here is just an addition to the many layers that were already going on. So.
With STEM technology, and Ethan, I guess you could chime in on this too, but is that something that students are accepting, that higher level of expectation? I know, I guess the big thing specifically with math in Hamilton County is, thankfully, did away with everyday math, and they've really kind of upped the challenge on getting the math scores up and getting the math education up. Is that something that you're noticing at Orchard Knob, or just in the school system in general?
The emphasis on math and science.
And how are the students adjusting to it and doing with it? And the teachers, for that matter.
Well, the emphasis on math is definitely obvious. Science, I think we're getting there. The focus is now more on language arts and math. But the way that I view science and the way I explain to it, my students, is science is where language arts and math and social studies and all of it come together, and you really tie them together, and you have to be able to use those skills if you're going to do well in science class. And luckily for us, science is where you get to do most of the fun stuff. So
it really is. I wish when I were in seventh grade, I would have taken science more seriously. But it is. Don't you wish you could go back and do middle school as like with an adult mentality so you could enjoy that stuff? No, not really. Been there, done that, right? Hey, Mark Neal, I want to thank you so much. Mark is the induction coordinator for Teach Here. Let's get them there. If this is something that you would be interested in, you have a friend that's going through college right now, they're wondering what they're going to do, great opportunity to get that master's and make a difference by teaching kids here in Hamilton County in the Chattanooga school system. Let's tell people about the program.
Just visit our website.